From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Miss Ann Rutherford in the sparkling story, Shoplifter's Guide. Now here is our director, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Thank you, Van. This week our story concerns a group of enterprising newspaper reporters, the most enterprising of which is a beautiful girl who gets into a lot of trouble. Our star is the charming and gracious young lady whom you loved as the youthful sweetheart of Andy Hardy and who has since developed into a full-fledged leading lady, Miss Ann Rutherford. We want you to meet her in just a moment, but first, a word from Van Desitel.
Probably the three most irritating things you can have in your kitchen are drippy faucets, the neighbor's children, and a temperamental oven. But for sheer annoyance, these things can never replace the peanut butter jar that wears a neck piece of floating oil. Granted that you perhaps don't object too much to stirring the oil back in, you still find the flavor frequently sadly altered by oil separation. That's one of the reasons why we're so proud of our product, Skippy Peanut Butter. When you buy Skippy, you'll find it has no floating oil. It's fresh, sweet, and easily spread, and has the true, unaltered flavor of plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. And Skippy stays that way. Days or even weeks later, when you're right down to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar, your Skippy is still fresh, sweet, and easily spread, still completely free from floating oil. Preparing quick snacks with new, improved Skippy is extremely easy. And eating them is more fun than anything, because it's a fact. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. And now here's your director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Ann Rutherford.
Hello, Les. I've been looking forward to this appearance for a long time, because working with you is always fun.
Well, thank you, Annie. You know, we've been trying to catch up with you for a return engagement for quite some time now. You're always on the run, however. What have you been doing?
Oh, just loafing.
Oh, the kind of loping that you do would exhaust three ordinary people, I think. We expect a full confession after the play.
And you'll have one, Les. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Fine. And now, places, everyone. Curtain going up. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Shoplifter's Guide, written by Alfred Scott and Robert White, and starring Miss Ann Rutherford. Curtain is up, and here is the play. Nan Barton is a journalist with integrity. She has been with Newmyer Publications for less than a year, and already has made a name for herself as a top-flight feature writer for Behold magazine. Just now, Nan is walking past the receptionist, through the office of Mr. Newmyer's correspondence secretary, Mr. Newmyer's executive secretary, Mr. Newmyer's personal secretary, and finally into the august presence of Mr. J.J. Newmyer himself.
Hello, boss. How are the ulcers this afternoon?
Never mind my ulcers, Nan. I've got a job for you.
Really?
It's your chance to help me out of a spot. Remember those features you did on gangsters and insane asylums?
Do I? I was a gangster's moll. I lived in an asylum.
Yes, oh. And our raiders ate it up. Boosted circulation, 300,000. Well, I want you to do another.
What is it this time, J.J.?
I was a shoplifter.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now, look, all you have to do is go to Gaslick's Fifth Avenue and steal some merchandise.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that.
Oh, come, man. This should be simple after those others.
But what if I'm arrested?
That's just what I want them to do. Arrest you.
Well, I guess jail won't be quite as bad as a psychopathic ward. You're the boss.
Now, look. We want a 3-page spread on this before Friday. That's the deadline. Behold wants to know what it feels like to be a shoplifter.
Yeah.
How you were caught.
Hey, I'm way ahead of you, J.J. You want a strictly unbiased account. How I was apprehended, what happened when I was taken to jail. But, say, what if they decide to send me up the river?
Oh, don't worry. I'll assume all responsibility.
Oh, you'll go up for me?
Good heavens, Nan. You're working for Behold magazine. The department store will be reimbursed for the theft.
Okay, J.J. You win. When do I get that raise?
What raise?
The one I'm going to get for this story.
Very well, Nan. When you finish this assignment, you'll get a nice bonus.
JJ, meet Sadie, the shoplifter.
What are we doing down here in front of Gantlich's department store?
Just keep that camera ready, Waldo. The Tin Mine heiress will be here in a few minutes with her new husband, the Duke.
Gee, you'd think Carrigan would send us to a nice murder or something sometime. Tin Mine heiress, nuts.
I know, Waldo, but when you're working for the Evening Times, you do what they tell you.
Hey, Brad, get a load of this walking down the street.
Yeah.
Nice, ain't it?
Seems to be in a hurry.
Hey, is this the dame we're looking for?
Waldo, that's the girl I've been looking for all my life. I'd know her anywhere.
What are you talking about?
Blonde, beautiful, and with fire in her eyes.
Look out, she's heading this way.
Ouch.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to bump in.
Why don't we do this more, huh?
Excuse me, I didn't mean to step on your toe.
Oh, that's all right. I never use it anyway.
Well, may I get by?
Pardon me. I'm Brad Elliott, Evening Times. I make $75 a week, born on the 31st of March, 1923, in New York City, New York. I have an IQ of 99. My father owns a gold mine, and what are you doing this evening about a quarter to eight?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Elliott? I'm Matilda Picklesheimer, alias Sadie the Shoplifter, born 6th of April, 1492. My father's a snake charmer, and he married a boa constrictor. And what's your excuse?
Oh, now look, honey, I'm serious.
So was my father. Bye-bye.
Snake charmer.
Be quiet.
Hey, Brad, what's this about your father owning a gold mine?
Waldo, you stay here and watch for our tin mine.
Yeah, but I never seen her before.
And watch for her latest husband.
Oh, how will I know him?
Just look for a big carnation with a man in its lapel. I've got a better story.
Oh, you ain't gonna follow that dame, are you?
You stand by, Waldo. I'll be right back. Miss Picklesheimer, Sadie, what is your name anyway?
Oh, it's you.
I just wanted you to know, I saw you.
You saw me?
I mean that bottle of perfume.
Oh, well, I told you I was a shoplifter, didn't I? Well,
yes, but you can get in trouble that way.
I can take care of myself. Now, beat it, please.
Look, honey, look. You don't have to do this sort of thing for a living.
Where in the world is that store, detective? A fine system they have here, I must say.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
To look for a store where they have detectives. So long, Casanova.
Waldo, which way did she go?
Huh? That way.
This girl wasn't kidding, Waldo. She really is a shoplifter. This is going to be a story. Human interest stuff. Now, you stay here and cover for me.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
See you later, Waldo.
Hello?
That you, Nan?
Oh, yes, J.J.
How'd you make out?
Well, I'm not in jail yet, J.J.
For the love of Pete, Nan, the deadline is Friday. All you have
to... It's not as easy as you think, J.J. I shoved three bottles of perfume into my purse and not a thing happened.
Well, you've got to be more conspicuous. Next time, be sure a store detective is watching.
Oh, that part doesn't worry me. Some screwball reporter has adopted me. It's plain that he has my best interests at heart, and so far he's made me put back five men's ties and a fur coat.
Well, get rid of them.
It'd be easier to get rid of my own shadow. Uh-oh, that is an opportunity.
Now look. You phone me back as soon as something develops. Get that story in by Friday.
Okay. Goodbye, J.J.
Hello, Sadie, you poor child. Now, don't you worry about a thing.
What is this? You get out of here.
Well, what do you think of it, Professor?
Well, I can't really tell now, Elliot.
I said get out of here. What do you mean, breaking in like this?
Now, Sadie, this is Dr. Bartholomew, a prominent psychologist. I persuaded him to give you some of his valuable time.
Oh, no. Oh, really? This is too much.
Now, take a look at it, Doctor. Now, see? You can see it's just a plain case of frustration. Why, this lovely creature couldn't be a criminal, could she?
Good grief. How should I know, Elliot? I've got to examine the girl first. All I know is that you barged into my
office...
Well,
I thought it might possibly be some sort of phobia from her childhood days. You think you can cure her, Doctor?
I don't even know what's wrong with her yet.
I told you, she steals things.
Say, if you two don't get out of here, I'll...
Now, Sadie, everything's going to be all right. From now on, I'm your guardian angel.
You'll be an angel, all right, if you don't get out of here.
The young lady seems perfectly normal to me, Elliot. What is all this?
She has a complex, doctor. I want you to cure her.
You must realize I'm only a psychologist, not a magician.
Well, go ahead, doctor. Psychoanalyze her.
Say, if you two don't get out of here, I'm going to call the police.
You don't want to do that. No, the police aren't very partial to shoplifters, you know. Doctor, why don't you give her the ink blot test?
Elliot, this is all over my head. I'm leaving.
Doctor, you can't leave.
I think you're both crazy.
Hello, give me the police department.
No, Sadie, put down that phone. Look, I'm not going to let you get yourself into trouble.
Let go of me.
Now, Sadie.
Let go of me.
All I want to do is put you on the right track.
Goodbye, I'm leaving.
No, don't go, doctor. Don't go. Give her the ink blot test.
I told you to get out of here.
Now, Sadie, put down that vase.
Oh, yes, that vase.
Sadie, is that nice?
Elliot, for heaven's sake, let go of me.
You'd better get him out of here, doctor, or do I have to toss another?
Oh, no, I'm leaving.
But you can't leave, doctor.
Can't I? See here, Elliot. I'm a busy man. I resent you bringing me on this wild goose chase. Here, I suggest you look these cards over. They're ink blots. Drop around to my office someday. I'll have a hand-embroidered straitjacket waiting for you. Good day.
Oh, Sadie, you shouldn't have made the doctor angry.
Sadie, put down that chair!
Hi, Brad. How'd you make out?
I didn't, Waldo. But I will. I know that girl isn't a criminal. And besides, this only happens once to a man. At last, I've met the girl.
Say, Brad, I phoned Carrigan. He was awful mad. He says you better get back on the job or else.
Well, I can't give up now. The first thing tomorrow, I'm going to haunt Gaslick's department store. She'll come in all right.
I don't get it, Brad. What's the idea?
Come with me, Waldo, while I explain. Now, on one hand, we have a beautiful young girl.
Yeah?
On the other hand, we have a guy who's fallen in love with her.
The store's been open for an hour and she ain't here yet.
Oh, no? Look what's coming.
Oh.
That's her, all right. Hey, and have you noticed Junior over there?
Yeah. He looks like Sidney Greenstreet.
Yeah.
That's a store detective, all right. I can spot him a mile off.
Hey, Brad, she's headed for the nylon counter.
Keep your eyes peeled, Waldo. If you see Junior watching her, go over and get his attention.
Gee, Brad, now we're accessories to the facts.
Look, you wouldn't want to see that pure, sweet, innocent creature go to jail, would you?
Hey, Brad, she's stuffing nylons into her purse.
Get on the store, Dick, right away.
Oh, it's too late. He spotted her. Now he's walking over.
Come on, Waldo.
Oh, no, not you again.
Listen carefully, Sadie. I have a plan.
Will you please leave me alone?
The store, Dick, spotted you. He's on his way.
Good. Perhaps you'll go to jail with me.
Give me that purse.
Let go.
I said give me that purse.
Brad, here comes Junior.
Come on, I'm taking you out of here, honey.
I'm not going anywhere.
You are if I have to carry you out. Now, come on, Sadie. We haven't much time.
I'm staying here. Give me those nylons.
Okay, honey. You asked for it.
Put me down. Let me go, you beast. Help.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Shoplifter's Guide, starring Miss Anne Rutherford. But now, here's Van Desitel.
Have you ever observed that women are overwhelmingly the note-writing sex? Women just love to write little messages, such as keys hidden in mailbox, love, Julia. Or, as another example, fix yourself a snack, Skippy in pantry, out buying hat. Now let's decipher that note, Skippy in pantry. It means you can have a very tasty sandwich ready in a twinkling. With Skippy peanut butter, you'll have no lost moments stirring in the floating oil. For oil and peanut meats are locked together for keeps in Skippy, never to separate. Now that next line, out buying hat, means you may be off your budget for the next month. So it's nice to know that Skippy is doubly economical. First, because it's rich in the same proteins and vitamins you get in other far more expensive foods. And second, because Skippy is a food without waste. You'll never throw out a partly used jar because Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Now, if you're the sort of person who likes to write little notes, may I suggest you write one to yourself as follows? Quote, buy a jar of Skippy next time I shop. Unquote. Thank you.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Anne Rutherford in Shoplifter's Guide. Nan Barton is gathering material for an article she's going to write entitled I Was a Shoplifter. So far, she hasn't gotten very far because of the interference of Brad Elliott, a newspaper reporter looking for a story. But just now, she's telling her editor, J.J. Neumeier, about it.
But, J.J., I...
Now, listen to me, Nan. I don't want any excuses on this story. The deadline is 2 days away, and you've got to produce. You've handled things like this before.
Yes, J.J., but
that's why I gave you this assignment, Nan. I thought I could depend on you to deliver.
You can, J.J., and I will. Right now, there are a couple of Boy Scouts across the street watching the house, but as soon as I get away from them...
I don't care about the details or how you do it. I just want that story by Friday.
Don't worry, J.J. It's practically in your lap now.
This is crazy. Brad, I'm getting tired. My feet are killing me.
Now, please, Waldo, stick with it just a little longer.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be out on a story now. Carrigan ain't gonna like this.
He'll like it when I bring in this story. Human interest drama. Read all the details of the beautiful girl innocently leading a life of crime.
What's this innocent all of a sudden? We seen her lift the stuff, didn't we?
Ah, there's more to this than meets the eye, Waldo. I'm going to get back in that apartment and find out a few things.
Oh, yeah, you ain't got a chance of getting in there. And hey, where are you going?
Now, just stick around, Waldo. I'm going over to the theatrical supply house.
What for?
A bid, Tovarich. A bid.
Hello, 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 me little kitten. I am here.
So I see. But what?
I will come in, yes. See hesitation on your part. For why?
Well, what do you want?
What do I want, she says. But you do not know. I am Bradovich Elliotovnik, traveling salesman from the staffs.
Yes, well, if you'll just staff along, whatever it is you're selling, I'm quite sure I don't want any, thank you.
She don't want any, she says. Of course she wants some. Behold, you are one of few fortunate persons I, Bradovich Elitovnik, am condescending to sell one of these two.
With that beard, yes.
Yes. By the length of my beautiful red beard, I swear to you, this most wonderful, cleaner by vacuum. I will demonstrate.
Say, you can't come in here.
And now first, where is electricity? The plug. Oh, I see. Never mind.
See here, I don't want a vacuum cleaner. Will you please go?
You see how easy it is to push? How quiet she is?
What did you say?
I said, see how quiet it is?
I can't hear you.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll shut the thing off.
What are you doing? Oh, the dust is flying all over the room.
Wrong button.
Shut it off.
I'm trying to. There.
Oh, now, see what you've done. You've blown that dirt all over my apartment.
Ah, Ninochka, I am so sorry, but... these little mistakes that do happen.
Mistake?
It is old Russian saying, do not cry over spilled vodka. In Russia, this is big joke.
Oh, get out of here, you Cossack, you.
My little dove, you are trembling.
I am not.
Then why you draw away from Bradovich? Perhaps you are afraid of him, eh?
No. Why should I be?
Perhaps because you know he's going to do this.
Oh, Tovarich.
Little pigeon, as we say in Russia, umri pozalista, of which liberal translation is, I love you madly. What is matter? Why you looked at me like... Ninochka, you have a beard.
And you haven't.
I haven't. Well, it's a shaving cream I've been using. Oh, no, I mean, like the accent, the beard, she comes and goes. It's all the Russian custom.
You faker, you.
No, honey, now, wait. Listen to me. I had to get in here some way.
And you can just get out the same way and take this red monstrosity with you.
Now, listen, baby.
Don't you baby me.
Look, I just want to help you. It's for your own good.
Help me?
Yeah, look, I can understand how this urge overpowers you, but you've got to fight it. You can't let it get the best of you.
Urge? What urge?
Well, surely you know. Don't tell me your mind goes blank. Oh, no, I know I'll have to tell you. Honey, I'm afraid you're a kleptomaniac.
I'm a what? Oh, no. Oh, Brad, really?
No, now just lie down and take it easy. Relax.
I can see. I'll have to tell you. Look, Brad, I am a writer for Behold magazine. I'm doing an article on shoplifting.
Oh, you poor kid. I knew it all the time.
You did?
Naturally.
Well, then...
Now, just lean back and don't excite yourself.
Oh, you don't believe me.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. But now, look, why don't you get some rest? It'll do you good.
Oh, well, all right, if you insist.
Oh, that's a good girl.
Brad, dear, will you get me a glass of water, please?
Oh, sure thing, baby.
That's right. The kitchen's right through that door.
Yeah. You know, an old schoolmate of mine, famous character's mom.
Goodbye, Brad. Don't be angry, my hero.
As soon as you rest up a bit, we'll go out to see him. I'm sure he'll be able to straighten everything. Hey, now where did she go? Sadie, I've been looking all over the store for you.
What? Oh, it's you again. Now, how did you find me?
I knew you'd come directly to this department store.
This is becoming ridiculous. Will you please go away?
Here, give me that. Oh, my gosh, an electric clock.
Get that back. I'm having enough trouble without you. Oh, I'm going to complain to the management, really. There's never a detective around when you want one.
Oh, I'll get you a detective. I'll get you a dozen detectives as soon as we get you home.
You make me so mad. Why won't you believe me? Now, wait. I'm going to explain once more. I'm a writer, and I'm doing an article entitled, I Was a Shoplifter.
Oh, not that again.
Oh, you.
Wait a minute. Wait for me. Honey. Excuse me. Pardon me, lady. Wait just a minute. May I get by, please? Wait. Hey, you. Hey. Looking for somebody, buddy?
Oh, yeah. She just came out of the store.
Well, I think if you'll come with me, we can straighten you out.
Hey, stop pawing me, will you? Don't hold me back. I told you she just came out of the store.
Oh, come on. Hey. We're going to see the manager.
Manager? Hmm? What are you talking about?
Let go of me. I mean the store manager. He'll want to see you before we take you down to the station.
Station? Hmm? Hey, are you crazy? Who are you?
Oh, Badge, store detective. Now, don't give me any more trouble, Ed. Just come along quietly.
Look, what do you want with me?
Same thing over and over. All pull the same line.
No,
you guys never change your technique, do you?
Technique?
I suppose you're innocent.
Innocent of what?
What's that in your hand?
My hand? Yeah. It's a... Oh, the clock. Yeah, oh, the clock. Well, you see, I was admiring it. I just wanted to see how it looked in the daylight. It's, very pretty, don't you think?
Very, yes.
Oh.
Come on, let's go.
I didn't mean to steal it. I just forgot to put it down.
I've had my eye on you for the last few days, buddy. I'm going to see you get the limit.
But you can't do this to me.
Hiya, Brad.
Hey, Waldo. Where have you been? I've been expecting you for an hour.
I've been talking with Carrigan.
Yeah. Well, look, tell me about that later. Come on, get somebody to open this door. I've got to get out of here. Well, what are you waiting for?
I got some bad news for you, Brad. Carrigan ain't gonna bail you out.
What?
Besides that, he says you're fired.
Oh, I can't understand it. Why is he doing this to me?
I told you all along he didn't want you running after that dame. And the sun scooped us on three stories you were supposed to be covering.
Brad, dear.
Sadie, did they catch you too?
Of course not. I just found out you were here.
Well, get out, quit. No. Walk slowly so you won't attract attention. They probably got you in Rogue's Gallery or something.
I came down to bail you out, silly.
Oh, my gosh. You paid the cops with hot money? Look, this is getting worse. Who's this?
Oh, I forgot. Brad, I want you to meet J.J. Newmeyer, my boss.
Glad to meet you, my boy.
My name is Waldo.
You... Oh, yeah. How do you do?
That's it. Get her along.
What?
Brad, this is J.J. Newmeyer, the editor of Behold magazine.
Glad to meet you. My name
is... That's right. And Nan here is my star writer.
Oh, another one. They're coming in bunches now.
Brad, you'll have to listen to me. J.J. wants to offer you a job.
What Nan says is true, Mr. Elliot. You see, you've been arrested as a shoplifter.
Okay, what safe do you want me to crack?
I don't understand.
Maybe I can get them to save the cell for me. It's fairly comfortable.
I'm sorry, Nan. I want to help you, but this man's obviously insane.
Oh, now wait, J.J. Please, he doesn't know yet.
Well,
I thought you told her.
I did, but he didn't believe me.
What is this? What's going on around here?
Now listen closely, darling, while I try to explain it again. I am a writer, and...
Let me handle this, Nan. Listen to me, Elliot, or whatever your name is. I'm prepared to pay in advance for the article you're going to write for me.
That's right, in collaboration with me, darling.
You mean... let me get this straight. You are a writer.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Let me introduce you to Mr. Elliot. This is Nan Barton.
And I'm Waldo.
How do you do... Did you say collaborate?
If you want to.
If I want to. Just look in the next issue of Behold. For I was a shoplifter by Mr. and Mrs. Brad Elliott.
Yeah. With pictures by Waldo.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Shoplifter's Guide, starring Miss Ann Rutherford, who returns in just a moment.
In Boston, Milwaukee, San Francisco, Chicago, and probably in your home city, too, people buy more Skippy peanut butter than any other brand. That's because no other peanut butter offers all the outstanding advantages of Skippy. Skippy stays fresh. It has no oil separation. It's easy to digest. It tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. And Skippy is made in two different styles. Creamy style, Blue Label, is triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Chunk style, Red Label, is creamy with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. Enjoy Skippy soon. Now here's your director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Ann Rutherford. That was a very refreshing and capable performance, Ann.
Thanks, Les. I liked our play. I hope I did it justice.
Well, there's no question about that. And now, we want to report on what you term loafing.
Well, really, Les, I don't know what else you'd call it. I've done some picture work and some radio guest spots. Of course, I have a healthy 3-year-old to take care of. And then, of course, I play a lot of tennis.
Yipe?
Oh, yes, an oil painting. I belong to a group of wonderful people who paint on Mondays under the instruction of John Vogel.
Oh, I see. It seems that painting is the current hobby around town, isn't it, Anne?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about our group. Claudette Colbert, Ella Raines, Mousy Powell, and Anita Colby and I are all hard at work. Sometimes we lose all track of time and paint far into the night.
Well, I guess such enthusiasm takes your work out of the loafing class, though, Anne.
Oh, but wait until you see the work list. And now, before I go, I'd like to thank Frank Graham and the rest of the cast for their fine performances. And now, goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Ann Rutherford.
In the cast, you heard our star, Miss Ann Rutherford, as Nan, Frank Graham as Brad, Herb Vigran as Waldo, and Bob Latting as Bartholomew. Shoplifter's Guide was written by Alfred Scott and Robert White, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
It's been a real pleasure bringing you our comedy, Shoplifter's Guide, and we hope you'll be with us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each and every week and hear such stars as Jackie Cooper, Ruth Warrick, Boris Karloff, Vanessa Brown, and many other great actors in great stories selected especially for them. Dan Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.